The following is paid for by the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Hi, this is Father Tom Berg, pastor of St. James Catholic Parish in Swickley, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and the parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And today we are discussing how Catholic high schools help prepare young people for college, work, and life. And I'm honored today to have from St. LaSalle Catholic High School, Mount Lebanon, the principal, Lauren Martin, and Lisa Osterhaus. She is the president at St. LaSalle. Lauren and Lisa, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And St. LaSalle obviously is very near and dear to my heart. I grew up in the South Hills. I grew up in Carrick Overbrook area, formerly from St. Norbert Parish, which is now Holy Apostles. And two of my three nephews have graduated, Michael Dank in 2010 and Matthew Dank just recently in 2016. And currently my youngest nephew, Thomas, my namesake, Thomas Dank, is now a freshman. He loves it. He loves it at St. LaSalle. So really anxious to hear a lot more about what St. LaSalle has to offer. Plus, we also want to focus on how the Catholic high schools are preparing. So, Lauren, let's talk a little bit about your background and how you ended up at St. LaSalle.
Sure. I'm in my seventh year at St. LaSalle, and I love it. I started my teaching career actually at Madonna High School in Weirton, West Virginia, in 2003, spent a couple years there. I spent 5 years in New Jersey, where I was the assistant principal for academics at St. John Vianney High School, which is a Catholic high school there, and came back to the Pittsburgh area. I grew up in Moundsville, West Virginia, and my husband is from Butler, so Pittsburgh was right there in the middle. Middle ground, and it's been working out really well, and we just love it.
Great.
Yeah.
And Lisa?
Well, I have only been at Seton for 3 months now, officially.
Wow.
You're a rookie. So, yes, this is new to me. My son is a junior at the high school, and I have a daughter who will be a freshman next year.
Great.
So I've been privileged to be a part of the Seton family as a school parent, and now I'm thrilled to be able to be a part of the faculty and staff, and it's been wonderful so far.
So you get the best of both worlds as a parent perspective and now as a staff member.
Yes. It's been really nice. You know, I've been working in Catholic education either as a volunteer or an employee since 2006. And it's work with purpose. It's a passion of mine. And it's just been a wonderful experience. Prior to being at Seton, I was at St. Louis de Marillac, where my children went to grade school. And in my mind, there's just nothing better than a Catholic education.
Absolutely.
So I'm thrilled to be part of Seton's community now.
Now, before we get into about preparing our youngsters for the road ahead, it's a very kind of new model that a lot of Catholic high schools are now having. President and principal, you both have specific roles, but you kind of work together. Lisa, do you want to explain to our listeners this morning a little bit about what the president does at the Catholic high school?
Sure, absolutely. Lauren and I have to work hand in hand together, and she oversees a lot of everything related to the students and the academic side of things, whereas the president is responsible for fundraising, marketing, admissions, finance, donor relations, alumni relations, and all those types of things. So it's very important that we work together and to be able to provide a good Catholic education to all of our students. And the model seems to work really well because we're able to each focus on our areas yet work together to provide a good product.
Absolutely. And you, Lauren, you want to focus on the principal's role is more of the academics and...
Sure. So in the principal role, you get to really interact more directly with the students and that particular outcome. So not just the academic end, but the academics and the whole person. And that includes the faith development. It includes the extracurricular opportunities. And so having this type of model really allows for more focus in the areas that Catholic education needs to be successful and to be stable. So
Right.
It gives more resources and can put people into places where they have those specialty areas.
And I guess years ago, everything was handled through the principal. They had to do the fundraising and marketing and plus handle, you know, the other hats too. So kind of like a, being a, in a pastor in a parish, we have extra staff to help us with maintenance and business, working with vendors, things like that. Then the pastor can kind of do what you're supposed to do with the sacraments. So I could see how a principal role versus the president work hand in hand, but have specific roles. Now let's talk a bit about how Catholic high schools really help our young people. The studies after studies show that there are over 1,200 Catholic high schools across the United States. 99% of the students who attend a Catholic high school graduate. That's phenomenal numbers. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Sure. And, you know, we're right there at that standard for Catholic high schools in the country. Ours is 99 decimal points beyond that. So we have done a very good job through our faculty and through our counselors in preparing our students to make it to graduation and then supporting them to make sure that they can go beyond that and be successful.
Now, having a Catholic and public high school background for myself, and then, of course, the college and seminary, definitely Catholic education has morals, values. There's so many choices here in the Pittsburgh area. There's wonderful public schools, private schools, charter schools, online schools. What does like Seton LaSalle and a Catholic high school offer a little bit different from the other schools?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we like to say, and which is true, that we're unabashedly Catholic. We can celebrate Mass. We can talk about Jesus and God. We can pray. We can discuss moral and ethical leadership, moral and ethical accountability. You know, it's not something that you can do in every school in the area. And that's something that as a whole Catholic school, system of Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh that we all do very well. And we know that we're all proud of being able to do.
And St. LaSalle is one of the largest Catholic high schools in Pittsburgh, but it's still a family, too. So you still have that big but small town feel of it, if you will.
Right. We like to kind of sum it up to say that we're centered in faith and surrounded by family. And it's very important for us to have a welcoming atmosphere that our students respect one another, that they respect the faculty and the staff, that they respect anyone who comes into the building. And I think that that's one of the things that we hear consistently when people visit is when I walk into the building, I just felt welcome. And so that's very important to us. And then, you know, going back to that piece within our Catholic identity, that that respect for the human person and the value of each person really comes out.
Now, Lisa, from a parent's perspective, let's turn the hat. You have a child already at St. LaSalle. You have another one coming in. From a parent's perspective, how have you seen your child learn and grow through the years, getting a valuable Catholic education at Seton LaSalle?
Well, I think that the experience has been absolutely wonderful for him. And when we toured the school when he was in eighth grade, he said that he wanted to go to Seton because it felt like home. And that really has been the case, and that has been his experience. And I know that's the experience of many others. And, you know, the nice thing about Seton is that you have the opportunity to participate in a lot of different activities and extracurricular activities and sports, and you can take, there are plenty of opportunities to take on different leadership roles. So it's really a place where students can try new things. They don't have to be just tied to one sport or one activity, and it's a nice way for them to have different experiences and try different things and see what they like and don't like. And it's a chance for them to grow as a person. And one of the things I think as a parent, and from the work that we've done over the last 10 years for Catholic education in the South Hills, you have so many, and I'm sure throughout Pittsburgh, but there are many good public school districts. And so, of course, if you're just looking at something from an academic standpoint, the Seton LaSalle has a very rigorous academic curriculum, and we can compete. But then what makes it different? Why are you going to pay tuition to send your child to a Catholic school. And as a parent, it's because of the Catholic identity. It's because you can pray at school, talk about Jesus, all these things and opportunities that you wouldn't have in a public school. And so that's why it's work I believe in. And that's why as a parent, I think it's important. It's been important for my children to have a Catholic education.
Yeah, I think if a parent is looking for, say, like their child is in elementary school, looking on to high school, every parent and grandparent would want the best academics for their child. The reading, writing, arithmetic, science, technology, just keeping up with the fast pace of our society. Those are all basics that I think every school needs to, and school district would need to do.
Sure.
It's just the extra things, being able to open up with prayer at the morning or right before you go to lunch and before you walk out of that door at the end of the day to say a prayer. The different sports and musicals, all the different clubs and organizations.
Right.
Those are extra things that mean a lot for people that might be shopping, so to speak, for education. Would you agree, Lisa?
Yes, I would. And I think people would be surprised to learn that, you know, every single year, even though we were a smaller school compared to some of these mm-hmm. large public high schools, but we send students every year to Carnegie Mellon, to Notre Dame, to the Naval Academy 2 years in a row, you know, 20-plus National Merit Scholars. I mean, we can compete on any level academically with the best schools in the area, but we can also help to educate the whole person and add another level of development in the child. And there's nothing better than seeing a school celebrate Mass.
Absolutely. And just to see a child walk through the door their freshman year, and then 4 years later, they're walking across the stage getting their diploma. Lauren, I'm sure you've seen a big change in maturity, too.
It is very, because I get to shake all of their hands, and knowing that I can do that and see them go through those 4 years is wonderful.
How quickly they grow and mm-hmm. change. We're going to take a break. Back with more Education Plus in a moment.
Catholic schools are one of the best ways that the Church brings young people into a relationship with Jesus while preparing them for life. Catholic schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh provide spiritual formation that encourages virtue. Academic excellence leads to success in higher education. Gospel values promote respect, compassion, and service. Dedicated teachers integrate faith into every subject. An emphasis is placed on critical thinking skills, problem-solving, and decision-making. Our schools set and meet high standards for student achievement. We develop each student's unique God-given gifts and encourage them to give back to their communities. All learning and activities are focused on the full development of young people, for the welfare of society, and for building up the kingdom of God. To learn more or find a Catholic school near you, call 412-456-3090 or visit diopitt.org.
Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. James Parish in Swickley. And this morning we're having our guest from St. LaSalle Catholic High School in Mount Lebanon. Lauren Martin is the principal at St. LaSalle and Lisa Osterhaus is the president. So Lauren and Lisa, as we are now in the second segment of our show, we were just saying right before our break about Lauren seeing the kids change from freshman year and then crossing that stage to get their diploma, their senior year. Let's talk a little bit about what happens after they graduate with the alumni, being in contact with the students, or former students, I should say.
Sure. Actually, we have so many students after they graduate that come back to tell us, you know, how prepared they felt, mm-hmm. Even so many as some of them saying, like, how easy it was because of the academic rigor that we have throughout our program and how it builds up through senior year. It is truly college prep. And, you know, in comparison to other students that they may be in their dorm and when they're talking mm-hmm. and they just feel like they're very prepared to handle the rigor of college, regardless of where they are.
Sure.
And those are kids that are coming back from Notre Dame, and those are kids that are coming back from Pitt or Penn State Honors College. You know, they're really sharing those details with us, and they want to come back, which is something, as soon, when you see them graduate, you think, I hope they stay connected, and I think that we've done a pretty good job in making sure that they still feel like they're a part of the welcoming community and that they're an important part of it.
How do you stay in touch with them? Is there like newsletters and mailings, events? I know that a lot of fundraisers. How do you stay in touch with the alumni?
Sure. We like to stay in touch with them in several different ways. Our website has a lot of different information on it that is available to all of the alumni. We have a monthly publication that goes out to all of our alumni via email. And then there are different fundraising events and school events throughout the year. For example, this year we had a new event called Seton's Greetings, which was right before Christmas. And it was the Christmas concert at the school for the band. And we invited back all of our alumni. And it was just a nice way to reconnect with people, thank them for all their continued support for the school. And, you know, we work hard to maintain relationships and with the alumni over the years and help them in planning different reunions and invite them to different events at the school. And so they're a very important part of what we do, and we couldn't do a lot of what we do without their support.
And Seton has always been popular with sports, with the basketball and the football games. So I'm sure having the alumni in the stands rooting on for their home team, that has a lot of support too.
It's great. Yes, we really, it's nice to see the support. It's nice to see people come back and still feel so proud. And I heard someone mention recently, you know, talking about their basketball days at the school and how much they loved it and what it meant to them. And you hear stories like that time and time again, whether it was musical theater or sports or a teacher that impacted them or a guidance counselor. And, you know, it truly, it's been a family for many, many years, and it continues to be that way.
A lot of traditions are handed down. And I guess from hearing from your alumni saying how successful they felt, prepared, that kind of helps you out with your program, because you're probably always looking to strive to learn and grow and help with the faculty. It kind of gives you a good report card, so to speak, to say, hey, how are we doing? How are we preparing our kids? Would you agree?
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, we can look at the data from the test scores that we give throughout the school year, and we can see what they do when they're here. But to have them come back and say, even very specifically, I felt very prepared in writing the essays that I had to write for my English class in college. You know, they're very specific sometimes in the feedback they're giving us and saying, you know, I'm so glad, like, for example, I'm so glad I had Mr. Manor. He really prepared me to be able to handle a college level English course. And so those are some of the things that they'll come back and say. You know, I really felt comfortable being in a classroom and being able to talk about my own viewpoint and my faith and defending that in front of others who disagree. So those are really important pieces of feedback that we get so that we know. We are still educating the whole person, mm-hmm. And making sure that when our students leave and go into that real world, that they feel like they're prepared to be there.
Now, I know having my three nephews go through Seton LaSalle, the freshman orientation, all three of them said very, very helpful, because it's different going from a small elementary school and then into a bigger high school. And they thought that freshman orientation really helped them start the engine, so to speak. Now let's talk about, as we're preparing for the end of this school year, how are you exiting, like the seniors, preparing them? Hey, you're going to be a freshman on a college campus next fall. How do you prepare? How do you prepare the seniors graduating?
Sure. Our junior senior guidance counselor, Judy Caves, is phenomenal with working with the parents and the students in that transition process. Her background comes actually at first through college admissions counseling. So she's been at Bethany College at Carnegie Mellon. And so she has a very good idea of what colleges are looking for.
Absolutely.
And then can work backward to help our kids and our families when they're looking at what classes they should be taking, what priorities they should have, and really going through those steps, starting going into their junior year with all those preparations. Mm-hmm. We use a program called Naviance that gives our students opportunities to go in and explore fields that they might be interested in, to take different types of aptitude tests to see where they might excel, and to look for feedback on the different types of colleges and what they're looking for, and really sitting down and going through that process. And our guidance office does a very nice job at walking them through that, so that by the time they're seniors and when they're getting to that, they don't have all of that stress on them because it's been spaced out and they've been looking for a while. And then on top of that, the way that our curriculum is set up is really designed to help our students be able to discuss what they've learned when they leave, so that when they get into classrooms where they really have to sit down and know what they're talking about, they feel comfortable presenting in front of a group, they feel comfortable writing about what they're talking, what they're defending, that they feel comfortable talking in a group about what their beliefs are and being able to explain those things. And those are skill sets that don't get taught everywhere, and those are skill sets that we think are incredibly important for our graduates when they leave.
And that was kind of like what we highlighted in the first segment, the loving, the nurturing, the family aspect of it. You're able to look at each student as a whole and kind of help them to mold into the human being that they are being and maturing. One of the things that really struck out looking before we went on air is the nurturing atmosphere where everyone is welcomed. That's so important now in high schools. You want to reflect on that, how St. LaSalle welcomes everyone?
I think that a lot of it is ingrained in the culture, that in going back to respecting people and respecting each person as their own individual human made in the image and likeness of God, is that our students really look at one another like family members, and they treat each other and the faculty and staff in such a way that they really do value other people.
Absolutely.
And so that lends itself to having that family atmosphere where they want to be involved in different activities, where they're extending themselves from, being in one of our sports programs, participating in the musical, and being on our prayer planning committee. And so because they're involved in so many different activities that vary across the board, they're making relationships with students that and other places that are so big, you may not have the opportunity to be friends with somebody who, one of my favorite examples is we had a group of boys last year that were soccer players on the Whitfield Championship soccer team that performed in the spring musical and also serve at Mass.
Isn't that neat?
And so when you have all those groups and all the students that go from one group to another, it lends itself to not having cliques and having that welcoming environment where somebody finds a place, or is can help guide them to those places and find them and what their talents are.
And I'm a living family living that out with my nephews, seeing them all with sports, soccer, volleyball, to school musicals, baseball, Rebels for Life, nice little variety for both of them. That's great. Lauren Martin, the principal at St. LaSalle, Lisa Osterhaus, the president, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm back with more in a moment.
Helping Catholic parents form the faith of their children is at the heart of Bishop David Zubik's invitation to learn Jesus, love Jesus, and live Jesus. Children learn the importance of praying to God, caring for the poor, and growing in virtue. Faith formation focuses on preparing for the sacraments. Inspired by the love of Jesus and His Word, our teachers help young people develop a strong understanding of the Catholic faith. From this foundation, children are welcome into a personal relationship with Jesus and lifelong discipleship. Several faith formation models flourish in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. They include traditional instruction, catechesis of the Good Shepherd, family-based programs, middle school, teen ministry, and campus ministry. Young people share their unique gifts through service projects and mission trips as they begin to own their faith. To find a parish faith formation program near you, call 412-456-3112 or visit diopitt.org.
This week, our Plus segment, we're featuring the 12th annual Gathering of Catholic Men,
All men are invited to this wonderful event. It's at Cardinal World North Catholic High School, located on Route 228 up in the Mars Cranberry area. It's next Saturday, April the 21st, from 9 to 5 p.m. And tickets for adults are $40, and youth tickets are $10. And no one will be turned away. This is a wonderful event for all men looking to kind of get revitalized in their faith. That we're going to have wonderful speakers, Devin Schott, John Bellow, Chris Frank, Dan Dupre, and Tom Lopez. And so for all guys out there that just want a retreat, get away from the hustle and bustle. It's from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Cardinal Royal North Catholic High School, Route 228 in Mars Cranberry area. And as I said, no one will be turned away. It's a great way to kind of get recharged, reinventorized, and just a wonderful way. All men will be there. And you can register by looking at their website, www.cmfpitt.org. And looking forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
The preceding was paid for by the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.